Okay, Kuf Chaf Gimel Halach Dalet. Yain Shem Arvim with Dvash Pilpulin. Wine that you mix into it, honey and pilpulin, pepper. In the Shtana Tamar Machmasam, if there's enough mixed in that it has a new taste because of that, Ein Nesef Mag of Kuchavim, then at that point it can't become Aser if a guy touches it. And there are most examples, who I didn't with Dvash Lachon and Pilpulin Lachon, even though, the Mechaber said both, it's not important that they be both, even one of them is enough to make it Aser. Okay? So what is like this? The Gemara says, I think the Gemara, yeah? The Gemara says like this. Torah on Yain Mevushel, that's what we talked about in Halacha Gimel, Yain Mevushel va'avuntes, shalag di kachav masrun. Those things are, I skipped that important words, I'm sorry. Those things are usher. I'm sorry, I skipped that. The three dots is missing important words. Okay, I'm sorry about that. If a guy has it, it's usher, and that's because he had it, we'll learn according to what Rashi says, he had it before it was Mevushel, it became Avuntes, and therefore it's usher. I'm sorry, I cut out the word. The next three words that are missing there say that if it's from a yid, it's mutter. I'm sorry, I cut out those words, but that's the yid. What?
Obviously.
Okay. No. It means it's mutter, means it's even if a guy will touch it now, it gets mutter. Oh. I mean, think about the Mevushel case. You know the Mevushel case. If a yid has one Mevushel, now if a guy touches it, it stays mutter. That's how Rashi learns. Taisa doesn't, but Taisa agrees with Rashi. So then the Gemara says this, okay, what's Aluntis? Okay, what is Aluntis? The Gemara says, if you look in Shabbos, we'll see that Gemara later, the Gemara says this, you can make a Numlin ve'enois and Aluntis, okay? And the Gemara there says, ve'ezi ha Numlin ve'ezi Aluntis, what's the difference? A Numlin means yayin dvash and pilpulin, okay, that should sound familiar to what the Mechaber spoke about, and Aluntis means wine, old wine and mayim tzlulin, and a parasimon, which Rashi says someplace else, means oil of a parasimon, whatever that means, okay? The Abdele Mesusa, we meet people who come out of a bathhouse, it cools them off. Okay, we'll see that Rashi about that later also. Okay.
That's
before. What?
That's what it says in the floor.
Yeah, that's the Shabbos part of it. We'll come to that in a minute. We'll come to that soon. Okay? So the Gemara by us, the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, the Gemara talking about Stam Yayin, says that Aluntis cannot become Stam Yayin. I'm sorry again, I took out the important words. Anyhow, the Gemara says that Aluntis cannot become Stam Yayin. Okay? The Gemara doesn't tell us whether a Numlun can become Stam Yayin. Okay? It only says Aluntis. Okay? But the Turin Beisei Supreme, the Rishon Mamadai from a Yushalmi, that Yushalmi says that a Numlun also cannot become Stam Yayin also. Okay? The word, the thing that we call a Numlin over here is also called Yenumlin, which is probably a variation of the word. It's also called Konditun.
Aluntis is really a Refor, right or not, really a Maichel.
Yeah.
Doesn't
it become Stam Yayin? It becomes Stam. No. Once it is Aluntis, it cannot become Stam Yayin. Aluntis means Aluntis Shalav Kichavim. I'm sorry, I took out the word, I told you. Aluntis Shalav Kichavim means it was the guys before he was Aluntis. It's been his. So he took wine, and
he doesn't realize, awesome.
That's what the Gemara says. But if it's Shalanu, if it's ours, then it's Mutter. I mean, if we make it into Aluntis, and then the guy touches it afterwards, it says Mutter. Because as Aluntis, it can't become us. Okay? So the they say from the Yushalmi, they learn out from the Yushalmi, that Aluntis, that a Numlin also cannot become Stamyan. Okay? Now, the word Anumlin also is the same thing. It's called Konditun. Okay, and then Medayi from other places, that Konditun is made not just from Yayin, Dvash, and Pilpulin, but then Medayi that it's made from equal parts of Yayin, Dvash, and Pilpulin. That's from other Gemara, the Gemara talks about Konditun, that it's made from equal parts of those things. So some Rishonim hold that the only time a Numlin is Mutter, if it's Taka made with that recipe, or something made with Yayin, Dvash, and Pilpulin in equal parts. Okay, that's how some hold. And we pass it to other Rishonim who say, that's what the Mechaber son is like, the other Rishonim, that it doesn't have to be equal parts, nor does it even have to be tremendous amounts of it. It has to just be enough to change the taste. Okay, so the Mechaber said by us, Yayin Shemaru with Varshu Pilpulin and Nishtana, Taim Machmasam, then it's Mutter. It doesn't have to be the recipe that these other Rishonim are Medayi, that it has to be equal parts of those three things. Okay, so that's a din. And our din, the Mechaber is not bringing the Gemara. The Gemara that said about Aluntis, he doesn't even bring. He's only bringing the other part, which is the Yushalmi that said a Numlin is Mutter. He doesn't call it a Numlin. He just calls it, he says, Yayin Shemar Medrash Pilpon is Mutter. Okay, now, just for your curiosity, it's my impression that the word Konditun is not a specific thing. Okay, because I went to look and I found recipes for, the ancient Romans had something called Konditun. Imagine that, Konditum or Konditun. Anyhow, in one of the recipes that I found, there's a bunch of variations of recipes for it. In one of the recipes that I found, it was 100 parts wine to 30 parts honey to 1 part pepper, give or take. What I'm saying, so there were different variations. That one is for Condito Paradox Simile. Anyhow, so there's different variations. Okay, there's different variations of it. So I'm going to say the word Condito means a specific thing. Okay, don't worry about that. Now, as I said a few times already, there's a few limitations. First is, this only applies if the guy touches these things after it was already in this state. It was Mavushal, Aluntis, or Arumun. But if he did before, and it doesn't get mutter later. If he touched it as wine and then you turned it into Aluntis, it doesn't become mutter. Okay. It also is that it's understood that when we say, that when the Mechaber says it had in it, in the Shtana Tamas, it doesn't mean is it makes a difference in the taste. It means like this. It means if you have, do I have a picture? If you have a peach flavored grape juice of wine, okay? So it has peach flavor to it. It's plain old grape juice, and they add flavor to it. Okay, so that little bit of flavor, it makes a difference in the taste. It tastes like peach. That's why it says on the bottle, peach flavored grape juice. Okay, but that doesn't make a difference. Okay, it doesn't have to be that it makes a change in the taste, just a change. It has to overwhelm the taste of the wine in this. That's like the overwhelming taste that's coming across. Okay, and the same thing if you put in put a little sugar. If it's a lot of sugar, it may be this thing, but a little sugar is not going to make a difference. Okay? Then there's another thing, which I never heard of it. We thanked somebody from yesterday. But it's another example of this. Okay, there's something called shaptalization. Okay? That's Shaptal, whose name is. He's not Jewish. Yeah. So I told him it's going to fit right in, put into shit today. A guy named Shaptal, okay? A French guy. What?
I told you.
Okay, you should follow it. So he invented a process called shaptalization. Okay, what in the world is shaptalization? Okay, it means like this. When grapes ripen, they go from having been very acidic, I think usually malic acid, very acidic, and as they ripen, they become more and more sugary and less acidic. Okay, so there's a process. And when it's fully ripe, it means it has the right amount of sugar. Okay, so what happens if you live in a place where the climate is such that they don't ripen very much, they just don't get very sugary, like in certain places, I think, like New York. Okay, they don't get very sugary, or it was just a bad year. Okay, and the weather went in such a way that it didn't get enough sugar into it. So what's going to happen is when you ferment those grapes, you're not going to get as much alcohol as you want. It's the sugar that turns into alcohol. So if it didn't get enough sugar in your grapes, you're not going to get a good enough alcohol. So what they do is, came along Mr. Shaptal, and he said is, you should add sugar into the mix, into the grape juice before you ferment it, okay? Well, you have an idea. Put in sugar. If you put sugar into it, then instead of being this amount of sugar, now there's the right amount of sugar, and now it ferments properly and get the right amount of alcohol that you're supposed to have. Sometimes they do it just because they want more alcohol. Sometimes it's a legal requirement that has to be a certain amount of alcohol in the wine, so you have to put in some sugar, okay? So when you do shaptalization, okay, when you do that, then the sugar is not changing the taste of the wine. Okay, the sugar is not, you don't taste sweetness to it. You're putting in the sugar just to get more alcohol out of it. It tastes like plain wine. There's nothing different. It doesn't add the taste to it. If anything, they say the wine that had chaptalization, that wine is more sour because it's a kind of a grape. Figure you're doing it because it's a grape that has too much acid in it. But that you should taste the sugar, you're not going to taste it. So that would not make a difference. Okay? Yeah, but you're not allowed to get alcohol. If you need alcohol, you have to put that on the label. If you just add some sugar before it, you're allowed to get away with this. You don't have to write on the thing that it was done. You would never know that they added the sugar into it. Same idea, right? They're getting the same idea.
If you put in more sugar, you more than 12% in the wine.
No, at a certain point, the yeast can't function. The yeast plots is when it gets too alcoholic. There's too much alcohol in the thing, it won't work past that. But you can get past a certain, you can get more. Let's say if you would have only to 10% and you want to get to 12%, putting in more sugar will let the yeast keep going until it gets to 12%. Until 12, 13, 14, depending on your sugar, your weak yet only so far. At a certain point, it just plots a little bit. Okay. Okay, okay, that's very nice. So we now know some exceptions. Okay, but we don't know the reason why is it that this wine that has this other taste to it is mutter. Okay, we haven't seen a reason. The word doesn't say a reason for it. Okay, so I'm going to give you two possibilities, and then we'll see as we go on. Maybe that's a machlok is a tone down. Okay, one is you could say is that the aluntis or the konditor, the anumulin, are so changed from their original that it's not wine anymore. This thing is not wine anymore. Okay, the Gemara right before this talks about chometz, vinegar. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say why vinegar can't become stam yayin. If you have wine vinegar in your house and the guy touches it, it doesn't become usher. The Gemara doesn't say why. And you just assume it's why it's good. It's not wine anymore. It became vinegar. It's a whole different thing. Okay, it came from wine, but it's not wine anymore, so it can't become usher. So maybe these things also, they're so changed from the original that they can't become usher. That's one possibility. Another possibility is that, no, it's not because they're not wanting the pack of wine anymore. But it's because, if you remember, the reason why wine that's mavrushal can't become usher is because it's an unusual way of having something, to have yain that's mavrushal. So maybe it's more because yain mavrushal. And the reason to think that is because the Gemara says them together. Yain mavrushal, I want this, our mutter. It's in one phrase, it's the same wine of the Gemara, says that they mutter together. So maybe it's mutter like that, because it's mutter l'shchicha. Okay, so the nafkaminas are going to be, you can understand the nafkaminas, we have one without the other one. Okay, if we have, what happens if we would have something where it became something that's not any more wine, it became something so strange, something so different, but it doesn't have it didn't become, it's not mutter l'shchicha. Okay, or the other way around. What happens if it will be milsa l'shchicha, but it's still basically a kind of a wine? Okay, so we're going to see. I'm going to move on now to an example. To what l'chayr is an example of our din. Okay, nobody that I know is drinking. I want this or I know more. An example. Why would it be milsa l'shchicha?
Where do you get from that? I want this.
I have no reason to milsa l'shchicha. I have no reason to think that, except that the Gemara says them together. Yain v'shav al montes. That's the only reason to think that. I have no reason to think. I have no real reason to think that they're one shchicha, except that the Gemara just puts them together.
From Wikipedia, however, that
it
was popular. It was popular
drink. I didn't say it was popular.
Roman times.
Okay. Yeah. Same thing. Early Roman times. Times and more. Same. Okay. Now you have to tell you something. If you're going to think that the reason why it's mutter is because it became something that's not wine anymore. Okay. It's something else completely. Then the chayra, the mechaber should have said so. Listen. The Gemara said aluntis. And we didn't quote the Gemara B'chal. Shulchan quote the Gemara. The Medai from Yerushalmi that Anumun is also mutter. So why does the Shulchan say Anumun is mutter? And then just tell us what it is. He doesn't say it. He says Yain Shemarim B'Dvashu Pilpulin in the Shtana Tamach Masam. Then it doesn't come also. Well, that didn't say that it has to be this brand new, different kind of a thing. If you wanted to say, it has to be a very specific kind of a new thing to turn into, like a turn into vinegar, then you should say is Anumun, which is Yain Shemar Medvash Pilpulin, it has this thing in it. If he pulled by ripping out that word, he didn't say the word because he probably never saw it in his life. So what was the point of mentioning the name? Well, no one knows what it means. But if that's important, they should have said so. He just said it's Yain Shemar Medvash Pilpulin. Okay. So that implies that it has nothing to do with it becoming something else. It's mutter just because nothing. As long as it has a new taste to it, that's somehow that makes it mutter. Okay. So.
Which one of those reasons?
I'm going to come. That is.
You said three reasons?
Mm-hmm.
Which one was that?
That is to say is that it's not because it has to be l'shchicha. As long as it becomes something very not wine-ish, then that makes it mutter. Okay, so now, l'chayra, you know from the title of what we're going to talk about today, we have an example of this din over here, okay? And that's vermouth, okay? Vermouth is, I think that's vermouth. Okay, it's a pretty bottle if it's not, okay? But anyhow, vermouth is wine, and you mix into it la'ana, okay, la'ana is like this in some pasuk, shayrish, pyre, rush, v'la'ana, okay, it's a very bitter thing, okay, there's a pasuk here from Mishlei, another pasuk about how bitter it is, okay, it's really horribly bitter, and you mix that in with wine, it's just because it says it's very bitter. When it says shayrish, pyre, rush, v'la'ana, it doesn't say it's bitter. We know that it says wormwood, it's very bitter, but it has this thing that's very bitter in it, and it gives a new taste to this thing, and it's called vermouth, okay, now, there are those who make this with brandy also. Okay, that's going to be interesting. Next time we're going to talk about how that might make a difference. For now, we're going to ignore it. For now, we're going to look at it just and say is we have wine that you mix into this very strong flavor from this herb called wormwood, and it makes it really a really bitter tasting wine. So l'chayra, if you look at our din and you say the din said if you add things into it that dramatically change the taste. Then the din is, it's not wine anymore. That means if the guy would touch the vermouth, the kosher vermouth, it should say mutter. Okay, and in fact, there are chayim who say that. There's a sefer called Erech Mishor. It's a pirush on Da'at Gemara Shel Aruch. Okay, it's an earl, a kadmon from a few hundred years ago. It's a pirush on Da'at Gemara Shel Aruch. And he gives us an example. He says, so vermouth is mutter. Vermouth is an example of our din over here. If you didn't add in dvashu pilpulin, but you added in wormwood, okay, and that's good enough. And that does the trick, and that makes it mutter. Okay? So there are two reasons that I'm going to give to argument. Okay, the first is from Tzemach Tzemach, the earlier one, not from Baruch, the earlier one. Okay? And he says that the only time that we're makel about because we mix things into it, is when the new beverage that you made, because you're mixing these ingredients, it gets a completely different name. It gets called something else, like aluntis or conditor. You call it something completely different. But if you just mix an ingredient and doesn't give it a new name because of that, then it's not mutter. Okay. I didn't think of that. Okay, so first of all, before we get to that, the first of all is, as I said to you, the Shulchan is not much like that. The Shulchan doesn't tell us the new name. He just says if you added other ingredients, then it's mutter. He doesn't say it has to get on a new name. If that was so important, he should have said so. Okay, he didn't say anything about that. He just said, Yayin Shemar V'Dvashu Pilpulin. Okay, that's enough. And also is that if you look inside the tshuva, you see that in his time they didn't call it vermouth, they called it vermouth wine. Okay, that's what they called it. Okay, so for him, the fact that they didn't call it was a shame levi. It wasn't regular wine; it was vermouth wine. Okay, so that's what they called it. So for him, that was a legitimate point to say is it has to take on a new name. Okay, but and if he says it's not, they call it vermouth wine. So it's like saying peach grape juice. Okay, it's still grape juice. It's just peach grape juice. It didn't get a new name. It has the same name. It's still grape juice. Like we tell you, this is the variation of grape juice that has some peach to it. So that by then they called it a variation. It was wine that has some, that's also vermouthy. Okay, but for us, Lahaira, this time that says it has to have a new name, it has to have a new name, doesn't apply. Because by us, we don't call it vermouth wine, we call it vermouth.
If they really called it vermouth wine, and then they end up dropping the wine for whatever reason,
when it becomes a new name, when it gets a new name, the Gemara's only name when it gets a new name. Okay, so it has a new name.
Well, maybe we have to have a new name in time for the Shas. You know, it's not a Shas, we have to have a new name.
Otherwise,
you're going to have this place is smooth, this place is saucer, this generation is smooth, this generation is saucer, because okay. You can't do the name, got the name, okay.
For convenience sake, whoever it is, or for whatever reason, they drop the wine part, it doesn't mean it got a new name.
Okay. You can argue.
If you have wine and you add things, then it becomes mutter. But if you have something mutter and you add wine, then it becomes usser.
Say that again?
If we're worried about adding wine into something, into a soft drink or something, right, a sweetener, and then it becomes
usher. It doesn't become, it's usher means if it was kosher wine going in, and no, you could have touched it yet,
right,
and then we mix it in, then now it might be protected. Save my dog. So, okay, now there's another.
Wait, if I have...
The point is, mixing with this stuff would protect it from a guy touching it in the future. Doesn't undo the trace that was in it. If it was trace, it's too big. Okay, it only protects it for the future. Then now it's not subject to standby name to those losing. Okay, now, so that's what the Tzemach Tzemach says. Okay, the Chavos Yoreh has a different reason in Machmir. Okay, he says.
Is it like KFC? So it's like, it used to be like Kentucky Fried Chicken. That example, a hot dog pot.
Yeah.
It used to be called Kentucky Fried Chicken, then it was too uncompensated fries, so they called it KFC. So you're saying now that back then it was chicken, and now it's just KFC. It's a different name. You're saying.
Yeah. That's what he says. Okay. Anyhow. Okay. Okay. See, now the Chavos Yoreh says, the only reason the Gemara was Mekel, the only time the Gemara was Mekel, was when we took wine and we turned it into a non-beverage. Okay? We turned it into something that people don't drink because they're thirsty. Okay? We turned it from a wine into something else. It's not a drink anymore. Okay? The Tzemach Tzemach said it has to get a new name. He says, it depends on that. It depends on whether we turned it into something that's not a drink anymore. Okay? So now, I'm going to say this.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. So the first one is, the first reason to think like the Chavos Yoreh is, the first reason to think like him is Gemara Shabbos. I think that's on my next slide. Okay? If you remember, the Gemara said by us, you want Ezu Aluntis? It says like Kibitzanan and Shabbos. Okay, I think that's here. Okay? The Gemara is like this. The Gemara by us said, the Ezi Aluntis Kibitzanan Gabi Shabbos. Okay, so it's a Gemara Shabbos. It says, Oysan Nomum Ein Oysan Aluntis. Okay, it's word for word from that Gemara. The Gemara Shabbos says this. You're allowed to make, towards the end of Shabbos, the Gemara says, you're allowed to make a Nomum on Shabbos, but you can't make Aluntis. Okay, why can't you make Aluntis on Shabbos? What's wrong with making Aluntis? Okay, so Rashi says this. The reason why you can't make Aluntis is, She'en Lamashkit Tzame, it's not meant to drink when you're thirsty. El Tzanin L'Acher HaMerchatz V'Dugma Sufua. It's meant for cooling off after you take take a bath. And then, so therefore, it's not a drink that people make for regular drinking. It's only to cool a person. It's a medicinal type item. And therefore, it's a thing that's also as a type of refuah. As a type of refuah. Just like you know how to do refuah Shabbos. So this kind of a drink is a refuah type drink, and that's why you can't make it on Shabbos. Okay? So that means to say it's like this. That if the Gemara says you can't make aluntis because it's a type of refuah, so now turn back to our Gemara. Okay? Come back to our Gemara. Why did the Gemara in the Zara say Yain the Rosh of Aluntis are asurin? Why did it pick up all examples to tell us that if you add in other ingredients, it becomes mutter? The only example I could think of was aluntis. That was the only example I could pick of. So that makes us think like the Chavos Yoreh says, is that the reason why it's mutter is because it's not meant for drinking anymore. Okay, Yain Mavosho has its reason to be mutter, and aluntis is mutter because it's not a drink anymore. You don't drink it anymore. It became like a medicinal item. Okay. I'll go to the number. That's what I'm about to ask you about that. Okay, but the reason that the fit of Chavos Yoreh is the Gemara that said that it's mutter, the Gemara that said that was talking about something that's talking about a drink. So that would tell us, maybe the Chavos Yoreh said, that the reason why it's mutter is because it became not a drink anymore. Okay? Now, so the question is, so then the Gemara, the Shabbos says, Oysen a Numan. Okay, you're not allowed to make a mutter sometimes, but you're allowed to make a Numan. Because if you're allowed to make a Numan, Lachari tells us not like what I just said. Because our din told us, remember, the Rishonim were dying from Yerushalmi, that you're not allowed to make, that a Numan also can't come Stam Yain. So if a Muttis is special in our Gemara, because it's not a drink anymore, so then a Numan should be Mutter. Okay, so a Numan should be, because a Numan should be in the rules of Stam Yain, because it's Taka not Lurifu. Okay, so hold that question for a second. First, I'll tell you a second right. And then I'll come back to answer that question. Okay? And the second line is like this. I told you that the Merdayek, that konditor, or Numan, same thing, the recipe is equal parts of wine, honey, and pepper. Okay? So the question is, try to think of what that's going to taste like. Okay? Try to think of what it means to make a recipe that's, let's say, 6 ounces of wine, 6 ounces of honey, and 6 ounces of pepper. Okay? Okay, it's not possible, okay? How could somebody possibly drink something like that? How can you drink something? Could you imagine? Take 3 cups. 1 cup of honey, 1 cup of wine, and 1 whole cup of black pepper? Okay, it's not shy. I mean, you can't possibly eat it. I mean, I don't care which part of the world you come from. Now, nobody can eat that kind of stuff, okay?
How do we know that the pepper wasn't that vegan or anything?
It says Dublin, because you put it in Dublin.
Well, we know that what they're referring to is a certain ratio, a certain type of Dublin that you add to that.
What kind of Dublin? What kind of Dublin do you think?
Or the wine doesn't get bloated. Maybe they added a whole bucket of wine.
No, equal parts. Wine.
I know, but then they add water.
They add water to make the wine originally.
No, I'm saying if you take wine concentrate, honey, and Dublin, and then you add water.
So they only add 3 more... We'll come to it. I'm coming. Hold a second. Okay, so the when you eat to 3 parts of it, even if you eat that much, it would still be impossible to drink. Okay.
Worse than the stuff he brings to the office.
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay. So you can get to personal things over here. Okay. Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So that says to me, that makes me think that a numlin, I have no idea what it is, okay? But it makes me think that a numlin is taka, not something that you're supposed to drink. But a numlin is now a concentrate, a flavor. You concentrate, you took wine, honey, and pepper, and now you put a few drops into your drink. Okay, when you want to drink something, you want to spice up your drink, you put in a few drops of this. You're not meant to drink this, okay? So that would say to me, if I'm right, this is a theory, okay? If I'm right, then we now understand the Gemara in Shabbos. You can't make a luntis because it's lurfua. A numlin, which is another wine drink that's not drink. Nobody drinks a luntis straight. You don't drink cups of a luntis. You can't possibly drink that stuff. A numlin, you can't drink a numlin. But on Shabbos you're allowed to make it. But on Shabbos you're allowed to make it because it's for drinking. Okay, it's not for a fool. It's just a way to spice up. It's like making concentrated flavor. You make an orange flavor. So you want to make that, you're allowed to.
Okay, say this recipe
from
equal part, that's equal part.
The Rishonim on the diet from other Gemaras. It doesn't say any of this thing. They make the yukim that has equal parts. And the Mechaber is arguing, saying that you don't really have to do that. It's some sure actually is only mutter, and if you mamash it with that recipe. Okay, now that would now help us understand the first question. Why did the Gemara say? So we now understand why a numlin and a luntis are both not wine anymore, because according to the Chavos Yoreh, they're both, it's tells us like Chavez Yoreh, they're both not things that you drink anymore, but it explains to us why in Chavez you're allowed to make anumah, but you're not allowed to make alumnus. Okay, now, okay, now this question that I asked you, that how could it be that someone could drink things that have one part wine, one part honey, one part pepper, that's not my kasha. I mean, maybe I would have thought of that kasha by myself. But actually, the Chavez Yoreh gets that kasha. He gets the kasha. He says, how can anybody drink this stuff? How is it possible someone to drink this stuff? So when I saw he asked the question, I thought that the next line was going to be is, and that's a riot to what I said, like I just told you. Okay, that's a riot to what I said, that this is not a drink. Okay, that's not what he says. Okay, he says, if you look at the Gemara in Chavez, on that Sadi. The end of Gemara says something else about it. The Gemara says you're allowed to. The Gemara talks about the shear of Hoitzah, and the Gemara says the shear for a pilpelas is even a tiny bit, okay? Because a pilpelas, you put it on your tongue as a breath freshener, and even the tiniest bit is good enough for that thing, okay? So that's a very small shear. So Rashi says, that doesn't mean black pepper. Pilpel usually means black pepper. He says, at least, you know, in my town, nobody puts black pepper on their mouth. I'm eating a few words. In the black pepper, it's a breath freshener, okay? That's not like you usually think of as a breath freshener. So he says, it must be something else. And so I don't know what it is, but it's not pilpel, okay? So the Chavez Yoreh wants to say that in this recipe, the word, that when we say it's a third pilpel, it doesn't mean pilpel. It means what you think of as black pepper. That's not what it means. It means it's something else. Whatever that mysterious thing that Rashi says it is over there, that's what it means over here also. Okay, so that would then take away from this riot. That's what he said. So that's what the Gemara means. You should just know, as a side, there's a shach in a different place who says that that's not true. The Rashi only talked about a pilpel less. Okay, but a pilpel means a good old fish, and pilpel has to do with a different thing about the bchorav, whatever the shach says like that. Okay, anyhow. Okay, so
black pepper.
Black pepper is sharp enough. A couple black pepper will kill you either way. You know what I mean? That's enough to.
No, I'm sorry, the pepper or the...
What we call the black pepper, like the peppercorn.
So the Chavez Yoreh retracts his thing for this?
No, he didn't bring it as a right to himself. I'm saying it as a right to him. He did say, he just mentions it. He says, how could it be? So he says, it must mean this pilpel, that this other pilpel is not pilpel. He doesn't say, but when I saw it, I said, oh, it's a right to him. That explains this Gemara over here. That itaka is horrible, nobody would drink it, and it's just now a concentrate. Just like, so you put in drops, like you put in...
Once he answers his terrors, does he then retract his rights?
No, he didn't say any rights. He just says, I think that's what it is. The only time it's mutter when it's something that's not a thing for drinking anymore. That's what he said. Okay, now. So now. Now we move on to a different, interesting direction. You like or won't like. Okay. So, you'll see. Okay. So the I think there may be another riot to what the Chavez Yoreh is saying, okay, from a one-word Rashi, okay, that I think that most people go right past this one word Rashi. Okay? And that's like this. When the Gemara says that you're allowed to eat a luntus, okay, Rashi says this, Rashi has one word to say about this. Okay. Now remember, in three words, the Gemara is about to tell you what a luntus. What a luntus is. Rashi says, what is a luntus? So he says a French word, pei vav shin vav nun, okay, which is, I'm not gonna pronounce this right, poisson. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Okay? Now, Rashi's not telling us that it's not, it doesn't mean that the Gemara is about to say what it is, okay? And the word poisson does not mean you, so the first I assumed was that word means to tell you what it is. It's like saying Pepsi, okay? Okay? It's not exactly the same. It's like just telling you the name of the thing in French, okay? But that's not the truth, okay? That's not the truth, okay? The word poisson, which is the root of the word potion, okay, in modern English, okay, is really, the real that word is, in French, means something called breuvage, okay, breuvage, okay, you see how much French I picked up already, okay, and that was like this, okay, now what, I'll tell you what I mean like this, okay, there are two contemporary Svarim that tell you what the Rashi, all those French words in Rashi mean, okay, one's called Erzolenzi Rashi, and one's called Tagmalas, okay, but it turns out that both of those people got their real information from somebody else. And the reason why I found that out is because in this case one of them says that poisson means beverage, and one of them says it means potion. Okay, well that's a big difference to us. Is it a beverage or a potion? Okay? So I found it turns out that the two of them both got their information from way back when. Okay, in the late 1800s there was a person named Arsene Darmstetter, a Jewish person. I don't think he was Shem Shabbos. And this guy put years of effort into figuring out all the French words in the old French words, what they meant in modern French. Okay, he translated them into modern French. And then came along his Talmud, who lived afterwards, whose name is David Simon Blondheim, David Shimon, okay? Blondheim, okay, he's from Baltimore, and he picked up this guy's work, and he eventually, and this guy eventually printed a book. You can see their names here if you look more carefully, okay? Saint Thomas Stetter and David Shimon Blondheim, David Simon, okay? And he printed this book, which is, I'm not even going to try to say the French about it, but you see Le Glosses of Frenches, of Commentary, Talmudus of Rashi, okay? Anyhow, that's the title of the book, but you get the gist of it, is that, especially once you open it up, that it, he's going to translate to you all the Talmud, and these Svarim, these modern Svarim, are all based on that. So they turn his French words into English and Russian Kurdish and things like that, okay? So, and they reorganize the Vachin. Okay, so what does he say? He says, Rashi, our Rashi Poisan. If you look on the 834 on the bottom, you see all the places where Rashi brings in, he mentions them. Rashi Poisan. And he says, that word means bruvage. Okay? Okay? Well, that's nice. Well, I don't speak French. So what does bruvage mean? Okay, so there's a person here in town. His name is Mr. Yves Elias. Okay? A native French speaker. Okay? And I went to speak. What? I asked Birin also. I'm about to tell you that. And I asked her also. He's a native French speaker. She's a learned French speaker. Okay, and they both said that the right translation for the word bruvage, which they said is not a real, not like a word people use in conversation. Okay, it's like it's a more like a poetic kind of a word, an older poetic kind of word, and it means a potion, something that you eat for medicines or for unusual things like that. It's not when you drink like a drink like because you're thirsty. Okay, so when Rashi, so now the question is like this. Why did Rashi, when the Gemara says Aluntis, the Gemara says, Yain Roshav Aluntis or Mutter? Why did Rashi feel compelled to tell us that Aluntis is a bruvage? Who cares? Why is Rashi telling us that piece of information? If he would tell us the name of the drink, he'd say, this is ginger ale. if he says, this is ginger ale, then he's telling us something. I learned something. Now I know the Gemara said Aluntis. I don't know what Aluntis is. The Gemara is about to tell you the recipe, but I know it. Now I know it's called ginger ale. Fine, you tell me what it is. Well, why would Rashi tell us it's a potion? Why is that important? Okay, so that leads us to think like Chavis Yara. Okay, Rashi is explaining the reason why Aluntis is mutter is because it's a bruvage. That's the reason why it's mutter. It's not telling you what it is by telling you that it's a potion. Now you understand. Oh, this is not a regular drink. Now I can understand why it's mutter.
Okay, maybe the word Aluntis doesn't mean a specific thing. Rashi's telling you that Aluntis, the translation of Aluntis means a potion.
Okay, so you might think like that, but you should know that Rashi in other places says that Aluntis also means bruvage, also means this thing. Okay, so it's not a translation, it's a description of the type of thing that it is. It's something, this is a potion. I'm not translating the word for you, I'm not saying this means Diet Coke, I'm telling you it means it's a soft drink. I'm thinking the type of thing that it is, rather than the specific thing that it is. I'm classifying what it is. And it's important for us. For this Gemara, it's important to know that it's a bruvage. It's important to know that.
Maybe Yanomun also means potion.
It does.
They both mean.
They do. They're both. I'm thinking the word.
The word means that. Maybe
the Gemara says, Azi Yanomun. Azi, I want this. The Gemara tells you what it is. No, I'm not this means.
What is this thing? What is this thing made out of? But the translation of the word maybe means.
No, it doesn't make sense. Because it meant potion. How can you tell me what the recipe is? There's not one recipe. There's 1,000 recipes. You can make all kinds of potions.
But the one the Mishnah is referring to here was this specific, was this type.
So then Aluntis means a specific thing. You know, it doesn't mean a general thing. If you think Aluntis means it has these three ingredients. No? Okay, we'll argue afterwards. Okay.
I hear what you're saying.
Okay, so the if you look back then in the Gemara and Shabbos, I showed you the Gemara that says, it's on the page before. The Gemara says before, Oysan Numun Ve'in Oysan Aluntis. Okay? Now, if you look at the Mishnah that's coming on, this is on a Kofan Kessner basis, the Mishnah. The Mishnah actually has another sheet that says you could actually make only very small amounts of Anumun. Okay? You can only make very small amounts of Anumun. And Rashi on the Mishnah says, Anumun, Poisan. Okay? Beverage. I'm sorry, Bruvage. Bruvage. It's a potion. Okay? Why is Rashi telling us that also there? Why is he telling us that again also? So with this, we understand, if I'm right, using the Kavashir as Kasha, that this stuff is just like concentrate, and you're not supposed to drink it. You're supposed to just take it. It's wine, honey, and pepper, all mixed very strongly, and you just put in a few drops into your drink. then we understand why the Mishnah says that even though you can make a numlin, you can only make very small amounts of it. Because if a guy makes a whole bucket full of a numlin, he's obviously making it for after Shabbos. Okay, nobody could drink that much. If you make a lot of lemonade, you could drink as much lemonade as you want during Shabbos. But if you're making something that's only a flavor, then what are you doing making so much, a whole bucket full of flavor on Shabbos? You're obviously not using it for Shabbos. So that's why the Mishnah says you can make a very small amounts of it. Because that's all it is. It's meant to be used a little bit at a time, so you can make little bits, because that's what you're going to do with it. So Rashi also again tells us that the bouffage. It's help us understand that. Okay? Okay, now all my, I have to just tell you, I'll be honest, that all my dukkim about all the bruvages, okay, what they mean is, if you see here, he has four places on 834 on the bottom there, he has four places on the bottom where he brings, that Rashi uses this word, posan, if I'm pronouncing that right, and the one in chulin, I'm telling you that the Rashi picks that word because there's something, he's teaching us something by telling us that it's a bruvage, it's not just a, he's not translating, he's just teaching us something, like one in chulin, it would make no sense, okay? Rashi and Kulin, I have no hesber, which makes me think that maybe I'm just making this all up. Okay, that maybe there's no. The fact Rashi says, we don't know why, maybe there's some other reason. Because I'm telling you that Rashi is telling us to teach us the reason for the din. But in Kulin, I don't remember.
Sometimes I'm telling you just to translate what it means.
Because in Kulin, also the next words tells you how you make it. He tells you the recipe for it. Okay, Rashi tells you the recipe. So what's the point of him telling you this thing? If I'm telling you, he tells us it's a posan to tell you to teach you a piece of information that you need to know for that din. Not for the how you make it, because in Chulin, Rashi tells us how you make it also. So why would he bother telling us? Anyhow, so but let me just recap or just summarize. I spent a long time telling you all kinds of reasons why the Chavis Yer might be right. You come to the Chavis Yer that says you may have to make the wine into something that's not used for drinking anymore in order to make it mutter. Okay, that whole din of anumlin and kunditun is only and. The other one, I forgot the other one's called. It's only mutter if you make it something else to drink. But all of that is missing from the Shulchan Aruch. Okay? All that, the Chavis Yer says like that, and I told you a bunch of reasons to think like that. But if that was true, where's the Mechaber saying that? The Mechaber took out the most important part of the information here. He just said is anything in the Shtana, Tam, Machmazon is mutter. Okay, so he didn't tell us that there's any limitations, it has to turn into something else. Okay, Rashi in the Gemara said, Rashi in Shabbos says, use it to not for a drink anymore. You have to say something. You either use the name or say something that says that. When you read the Shulchan Aruch, the reading tells us anything is mutter. As soon as you get a strong flavor for something else, that's your flavor.